This is Women's Focus. I'm Taya J. And I'm talking with Juna Muller, a social practice artist and educator, whose work will be featured at the 516 Gallery as part of an exhibit called At Home in the World. We're going to talk about the show's opening and where you can find out more information later on our show. But first, I want to welcome Juna.
Thank you so much. My name is Juna Rosales Muller. I live and work in Ojai, California. I'm a fiber artist and multimedia artist. Right now, I am at home in Ojai, California, and it's citrus season right now, and I work at an orchard. So I'm working with a lot of tangerines, and it's really beautiful when there's a lot of tangerines on the trees.
Oh, lovely. Do your hands come home smelling like citrus?
Yes.
So I'd love to just start out talking a little bit about your work. What's your focus right now?
My focus right now is the same as it has been for a few years. I'm working with clothing that was left behind on the U.S.-Mexico border. And I'm working with it to create quilts and works of art collaboratively with all sorts of different communities.
And what is that project called?
That project is called Mending Patriotism.
And what does that mean? What is Mending Patriotism?
That name was born already as an idea on a visit that I took to the Arizona-Sonora border. What it means to me is the sense of patriotism that I grew up with was one that I never felt comfortable owning. And it felt like it had so many connotations of exclusion, so many connotations of us against them, and this kind of convenience to our patriotism that we express in the United States. And I started to wonder about that concept and what it might look like to reclaim that word with an expression of patriotism that I feel more comfortable owning. And then the concept of mending is an older concept, and to me it kind of harkens back to this time in American history when there was a sense of make do and mend, or a sense of reusing what we have and looking at the resources that we already are given and putting things together in a new way and creating something for ourselves.
I'm really curious why you selected quilting as an artistic medium for engaging in this dialogue.
I think for me, it's the sense of the realness of what's happening on the U.S.-Mexico border with people crossing deserts, people crossing rivers to come to the United States and put in these really dangerous and horrible situations. And the exposure that the rest of the country who doesn't live on the border gets to that in many ways, if you're not part of that community, is through the news. And it's very intellectualized. It's very impersonal, although there's many wonderful human interest stories. But there's a sense of where is this really happening? What does this really look like? And who is this happening to? And in my trips to the border in the last few years, I've spent time walking in some of the migrant trails, especially in Sonora. And when I was walking there, I was just so struck by how many items were left behind in the desert. If you go out there, you'll see there's water bottles everywhere, there's toothbrushes, there's ticket stubs, there's diaries, there's backpacks, and there's a lot of clothing. And there's just this sense of what happened here, and it's an unknowable story. But bringing back the clothing that I found in the desert and collaborating with some groups down there to collect that clothing has been a process of trying to share a tactile experience of the border with communities who are not living on the border.
I think it's really interesting that you bring up collaboration, because that kind of leads us into my next curiosity, which it seems like a lot of your work is based on community building and collaboration. I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. The collaboration almost happened accidentally, I would say, and continues to be this wonderful sense of coincidence that runs through it as a theme, because many people that hear about the project want to work on it, and so these opportunities to bring the clothing and to do this work keep just kind of appearing. And it's a project that I consider to be building itself, and it's leading me through working with many different communities. And those communities typically are organized in some fashion worked with a museum, I've worked with a university, and with a summer program for young women, with a coalition for mental health, and it takes on very different meanings depending on who is participating.
You mentioned the idea of mending patriotism working with quilts and the idea of quilting bees as traditionally what's known, quote unquote, as women's work.
Yeah, I think that's a topic that I've been exploring personally for some time now. It's just, what does it look like for women to come together now and reclaiming some of the ways that we have come together historically? And so basically it's just looking at what does it mean to kind of, like, there's this sense of hearth tending that I've been exploring, this concept of hearth tending, especially with a friend of mine who we run a women's summer program, which is a young farmer training program in Massachusetts. And so we've explored a lot of talk about, like, how do we even talk about being women with these young women? And part of that, I think, is just feeling free to be able to explore it in ways that maybe you historically are not as rewarded. And so thinking about women's leadership is often ignored or marginalized in the ways that we might have traditionally led, because a lot of those ways look like creating space rather than standing up on a podium talking. It's somewhat more receptive and more environmental. And so I see the sewing bee as like a perfect example of that, of women's leadership and bringing communities together in this kind of round table experience where everyone is participating, everyone is collaborating. And for me, that's very exciting to bring that kind of gathering back to the forefront.
And speaking of, you're doing a workshop here in Albuquerque on February 2nd. Tell us a little bit about that workshop.
So that workshop is an open studio format, and I would love to see anyone who wants to come in. In more recent years, in the last year really, I've gotten into work around using natural dyes and trying to connect the textiles that I work with nature or with a land-based practice. And so working with natural dyes really affords that opportunity nicely. And one of the natural dyes that I'm working with is cochineal, which has this really long history of trade and colonization, especially in Mexico and Central America. And we're going to be using cochineal as a dye to dye some of the clothing that was collected from the border, working with those pieces then to create a new quilt.
That's fantastic. It sounds like a wonderful workshop. I'd like to talk a little bit. I know the show at 516 is called At Home in the World, and it explores the idea of place and individual sense of belonging. I'm wondering if you can elaborate a little more on what the idea behind the show is.
Well, I can only speak for my portion of what that means to me. I think for me, this project is just an ongoing process of discovering what my place is. And I think that that's a lifelong process that we explore. And part of it is that we all have a personal place and a personal sense of our belonging in the world. And we also have a political belonging in the world and an economic belonging in the world. And sometimes those experiences intersect in very uncomfortable ways. And that's kind of the edge that I'm working with right now. How is my belonging in the world related to the belonging of someone else in the world across the world? And what does it look like to be connected to them? What would that look like? And is it possible? And in what ways is it possible?
So in working on these workshops and looking forward, what's next for you artistically, aesthetically, creatively?
Oh, that's a great question. I think a lot of it is, what's really amazing about working with found objects is that you have these incredible limitations. And so what's next for me is to go on another collection trip, because I've used most of the clothing that I had collected last time, and find out what new stories there are to tell.
when you traveled to the border, you found clothing, but you also found other objects. Have you had an opportunity to use those other objects?
I haven't so far. It's really the fabric and the quilting medium has just been so rich for me that I haven't found that I needed to go there, although I have collected other items and sometimes display those with the quilts. For example, I have several pairs of carpet slippers, which people put over their shoes to keep footprints from showing, and some homemade ladders that people throw over the fence. And when I bring items like that to show people, then I think it really hits home because it's like, oh, this is a very real experience, and people are doing whatever they can to make it.
I'm talking with Juna Muller, a social practice artist and educator, whose work will be featured at the 516 Gallery as part of an exhibit called At Home in the World.
Really grateful to have the opportunity to come to Albuquerque and excited to meet the people there.
Okay, we'll be back and hear a little bit more about that and about what's happening at 516 Arts. But I really have to play this message, and I keep forgetting, so we're going to do that first.
Street Corner Symphony, the Nashville a cappella group that won over judges on NBC's vocal competition, The Sing-Off, performs at Socorro's Macy Center on Friday, January 29th. With an ear for harmony and a playful sense of mischief, these six guys cover a wide range of musical styles, from rock and pop to gospel and barbershop, appealing to all ages. Tickets at nmtpas.org. A message from the tax-exempt New Mexico Tech.
Okay, I'm Susan LeBay, back with you on Women's Focus, and now I'm talking to Taya Jay, who did that interview. And let's, before we say anything about it, let's just give the information again of what's happening and when the workshop's going to be.
Absolutely. So 516 Arts is hosting a show called At Home in the World, and that opens on February 6th from 6 to 8 p.m., Juna Rosales-Muller, who you just heard from, is hosting a workshop on February 2nd from 1 to 4 p.m. also at the gallery, and she'll be exploring those issues of mending patriotism and opening that up to the community, and she encourages anyone to come and get involved in that dialogue in a creative way.
And can people who are not artists, who are just sort of interested, come?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's encouraged that it's open to everyone.
Okay. And we should say the 516 Arts is in Albuquerque. It's at 5th Street on Central. They do some wonderful things, and we always like to let people know what they're doing. Tell me a little bit about the show in general.
The show is a conversation about place and individual sense of belonging on a local level, a national level, and a global level. So it's the way we as individuals, but we also as community members, engage in this dialogue about who we are in relation to one another.
Okay. Okay, who we are individually, or who we are in New Mexico, I guess.
Yes.
And there's lots of people coming in to participate. There's going to be different kinds of events. The one we talked about was mending patriotism. There's going to be a presentation on the Harvey girls. There is going to be a talk and stories about immigrant and refugee artists. Let's see, what else? Oh, the other thing I noticed was Hotel Mariachi, a presentation on February 18th, and that is partly with photographer Miguel Gandert, who is a great photographer and has done the photographs for a book that's called, by Catherine Kurland and Enrique La Madrid, called Hotel Mariachi, Urban Space and Cultural Landscape in Los Angeles. So those are just some of the things that are coming up. But tell me what your interest is in this especially.
I personally am very interested in the concept of home. I deal with a concept called liminality, which is a phase of transition that we all go through in lives, be that a marriage or a graduation or loss of a loved one. It's a period of sort of uncertainty, and basically it has three phases. It's this transition period, this period where you are actively in transition, and then a reintegration period when you come out of the state of liminality and back into a familiar state. And so I personally am really interested in the concept of home as it affects the individual and our individual sense of belonging and purpose, and how environment and culture and activity that happens around us affects us as individuals.
And is this something that takes a different amount of time in different people?
Yeah, absolutely. And we all go through it. We may not know we're going through a period of
transition.
I'm sure
you don't know.
No, right. Sometimes you don't know till after it's over.
And are there people that don't come out of it?
Out of liminal states?
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually something either in your environment or in your personal life will shift, and you will eventually come out of a liminal state. They're usually known as temporary.
Okay. Is it something that happens again?
Like, absolutely.
You know, I can imagine it happening when you go off to college, or when you, as you said, different events in life. And then I suppose that you have to go through the whole thing again.
Right, right. The question then becomes, do you get any better at dealing with it?
Do you think it's worth recognizing? Like, maybe it's better not to know?
I think that's possible. I think for me personally, it can be such a great period of discomfort that you can't identify. And for me personally, not being able to identify that period of transition makes me feel very untethered. And so sort of having a name for it, being able to identify, oh, I am in a liminal state, and knowing that it will eventually end and I will reintegrate is very comforting.
And what are you looking forward to with this exhibit, and with particularly the Mending Patriotism workshop? What do you personally want to get out of it?
Well, I think it's a really interesting exhibit because it's such a wide diversity of artists all dealing with a very similar idea. These artists are working separately, and then they're bringing their work together. There's been no dialogue between the artists, so they're sort of coming together for the first time at the opening of the show, and I think that's going to be a really potent moment to see each individual perspective on sense of place and belonging come together at the same time.
Yeah, sounds great. It sounds exciting.
It does.
Well, thank you for bringing it to us.
Oh, it
and
was
bringing
my pleasure.
Us this information.